Hey, Chris, guess what?
What?
I love Starfleet Academy.
Naughty, naughty.
Trexploration.
Hello and welcome back to Trexploration. I'm Albie.
And I'm Chris. And I'm scandalized. What's with this coisin? Coisin.
It's that good. It's that good. For me. We got the screeners a while ago. Of course, I mainlined them the first night. I didn't sleep. Sun came up. Watched all six. Chris, you're more reserved. How far did you get?
I completely forgot to suit up for this. Wait a minute. I apologize to everybody in our viewing. I did put on my NX01 hat because my hair looks
flight
weird.
Flight suit up.
It's kind of late and my hair looks weird. So
flight suit up.
Wait a second. Here we go. Here
what
we
am
go.
I Hang wearing? On. I'm wearing my Eli cosplay.
You are here. There we go. I have my Delta on. Phew.
Nice.
Now I'm a legitimate Star Trek. What is this? A YouTube? Are we a podcast still?
We are. This is Trexploration. We're talking about Starfleet Academy, what we can talk about. This safety pin, people seem to think I keep my badge on with it. It's for another reason, totally. It's just decorative.
It's a friendship pin.
Yes, exactly.
Right, right.
You've got a friend in me. So how far did you get with Starfleet Academy, my friend?
You know, when we first started getting screeners, I made a vow to our audience. And for those of you who haven't heard that vow or need to be refreshed on that vow, I always said that I would listen to me. We're not interviewing anybody. What is this, the Quantum Leap podcast? I guess we could.
What do you want me to get?
But I said that I would review the series in real time as if I were watching it so that I don't have any kind of spoilers of what's to come that might unintentionally color my reaction to any given episode. So I know that they're dropping episodes 1 and 2. On the first night. So I watched January 15th. I watched episodes 1 and 2. So I'm that far. I knew the second that we got the screeners that you were just going to mainline them and then maybe watch them again and then maybe watch them again.
Exactly.
Here's a little secret, folks. We only get a certain number of views on these screeners.
Oh man, I used my way over.
And I got on. I'm lucky if I can watch episode 1 more time before
You'll
we actually talk
left.
About it.
You
better leave
for
one
you.
For me.
I'm
you
leaving
gotta remember,
one for you.
You can watch them all you want after they're airing. I need to watch
them.
Maybe get a couple of viewings so I can do my synopsis.
Last year they gave us 20 views. And this year they gave us 10 views per episode. I don't know if that's just like they pick a random number or we got downgraded or something.
The tariffs. It was the tariffs.
Oh, the tariffs.
Yeah, it was the tariffs.
Man, that's what gets you. Oh, groceries tonight. Forget about it.
I'm telling you.
Rough times. Don't want to date the episode, but we're right now. Okay. I watched a little bit more than I should, but we enjoyed them. Of course, I watched them with Serenity. I was like, I know we had plans. I think we were going to go see Avatar or something in IMAX. And I was like, but we just got the first six of Academy. She's like, already? I was like, already? So that's what we did that night.
All right. Well, don't tell CBS Paramount that you had someone that maybe
it's okay. She's immediate family and she works for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
She's in the All credits right. every episode. She's an additional writer. A lot of my jokes come from her. She's like my Carl Reiner back there.
She's your Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. she gives me some of my best material because I don't know what the kids talk about these days.
Okay. Before we go any further on this.
Any further.
You're looking especially hirsute tonight. This seems to be indicative of everything that you've ever said about facial hair.
Mustaches. This is not a mustache.
What's happening here?
It's not a mustache. It's a beard.
Oh, okay. You're going full, not full Riker.
No,
not
yet.
You're more like Spock. You're more like, help me, Spock.
Help me, Spock. Well, it's weird because I know women don't like men's faces. So, but they don't like my face, especially. But when I grow a beard, sometimes people like my face, but I don't like women that like beards. So I don't know. But anyway, it's the holidays. So we had like weeks off other than our little holiday special, which I had a little bit of scruff. So I was like, but before Academy starts, I'm definitely going to clean up.
Has anyone told you ever, and I say this with love, that you're a stark, raving, crazy person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Just
that's
as long
that's
as
part of my special charm.
It,
Gotcha.
I mean, if I was the normie, you know, I work 9 to 5 sitting at a desk, who would
watch?
So we're starting off. Okay, here's how it works.
That was
we're
the
allowed
beginning
to
of
talk
9 to
about...
5, by the way. So
what?
That was the beginning of 9 to 5, by the way.
Oh, dude, my friend Frank, he's in it, remember?
That's right, yeah.
Yes, my friend Frank is in the beginning of 9 to 5. The something. Guy smoking in the beginning.
Mm-hmm,
about 3 minutes in. That's my bestie. My local bestie. You're my internet bestie.
Hopefully it's nice to be somebody's bestie.
Yes. Okay, so this is what we can do. We can't talk about specifics. We can't give spoilers. We can say how we feel about it. And general stuff. And that starts today. 7 days from now, we can talk about the first episode.
Okay. So, that sounds
fair.
We're recording
tomorrow with a very special guest. Did you read any of that exchange in her email?
Hopefully I do believe I know who's going to be joining us for the premiere episodes. Let's not spoil it.
But it's going
to
be amazing. I'm
excited. Special guest. Can we say a return special guest?
A returning special guest. Should I keep the beard for that or no? No, I think I want to try to be in my young adult look tomorrow.
Okay.
Put some rouge on.
That probably is for the best. Yeah, you know, rouge. It's the answer to so many of life's problems.
Yeah, I got to rouge my knees. Roll my stockings down. Okay, so the first episode that airs January 15th, it's 75 minutes. It's not quite feature length, but it's close.
Yeah, it's long. Very long.
It's long, and I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it? I guess you can say yes or no.
I
know you don't want to give away too much for our release, but.
Well, these are general first impressions. So pleasantly surprised at how much I enjoyed the premiere episode. You know that we've gone back and forth. I've waffled. At first, I was just like, screw this show. It looks like nonsense. Here we go. It's the WB all over again. Dawson's Space Station or. What was that?
I don't know, dude.
That was the ghost of James Vanderbeek.
It must
I should
been.
Not invoke the name Dawson.
I got the new Alexa, and she's been weird lately. Vanderbeek.
But yeah, but then I saw they did a kind of a trailer that I was on board with. For some reason, the trailer appealed to me. It was a shorter trailer. And then they released that extended scene where Paul Giamatti makes his appearance as Ponfar or whatever the villain's name is.
Ricardo Montalban, Loose Bra.
Yeah. Luca Brasi. And they're attacking the ship. And so we went through all of that. And then for some reason, that just rubbed me the wrong way. Everything about it. Now I've seen it in context. And I got to say, pretty damn good. I am more surprised than anything. And I'm just so happy that I'm looking forward to this journey. I know that you've already spoiled yourself on it. So I don't know how much we want to say here because I do want to save it for the premiere episode of
would you recommend
the shows.
People watching it?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yes. 100%, I'm there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, so you tell me, did you, I know that you want to love everything.
I
but
do.
I also
but
know
I'm
how you feel.
Often.
Exactly. And I know how you feel about like New Trek and especially Discovery and some of the disappointments of Picard. Were you looking forward? Did you have any expectations that you were going to like this?
I dreaded the whole thing.
Okay.
I was a little hopeful when I saw the longer trailer, the one that disappointed you a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you read some of our email threads, me and I'm like a giddy schoolgirl with the other giddy schoolgirls. And, you know, we were just shocked how much we enjoyed it. I think somebody released their video earlier today and she was talking about that. But we were just both shocked because we went in with a sense of dread and... like it was going to be an arduous task, but we wanted to do it. You know, we're Trekkie. So, yeah, when I got on the giddy schoolgirl thread that you're not on, cause it's spoilery.
I stay away. Fidelity, man.
We're all surprised, shocked, excited, you know, cause there's a very few of us that actually have the Star Trek screener. So they let me in luckily.
Well, but, that's good.
Yeah, maybe I'll get so on the thread now. Talk about it because we can't really talk about it for like a month, you know, when we get them. So, but we were all surprised, shocked, and enjoyed the lot.
Now, this is funny to me because from what I understand, they've already shot season two and they're wrapping up the entire series already.
They were finishing season two this past week when they were doing the red carpet for the premiere. Did you watch the red carpet?
No, I didn't have. I was so swamped at work. I had no chance. I did have a chance to. I was looking at our YouTube channel just to see if something had posted. I think it was our top 10 and best and worst TOS. But then I saw that the stream for the red carpet was live. So I put it on for 4 seconds or 5 seconds because I can't resist looking at Celia Rose Gooding if I get any opportunity.
She's gorgeous in this and she did a great job hosting. I highly recommend watching that. I was chatting in the chat. A bunch of people we know were chatting in the chat. The Omnipotent Willard. The Omnipotent Willard! Omnipotent Willard! There. And I think I shouted out in the chat, she's British! You know, one of the actresses with American accent, of course, is British. That's how they do that. I think that's just a trope now. So we're all commenting back and forth. And it was great. I mean, and there was one spoiler.
Really?
And
is it one that I would know? Or would it be a spoiler to me, too?
No, you won't know for a while. And me and Rennie looked at each other and we were like, that's a spoiler. I can't believe that. But you don't know unless you don't know. So watch the episodes for three months. Back. Watch the red carpet and go,
retroactive spoilers. What gives, Celia?
But it was exciting and it was cool. All the writers were there, producers, and Kurtzman, he directed some of these. And I got to tell you, I don't know what happened. He got good.
I think that this is a combination of things. And we're probably going to repeat ourselves. We can't help it. I mean, but this is sort of, if you want to say non-spoilery, however you want to say it. I'm spoily the way I say spoiler. Or anyway. We have had such a roller coaster with all of the new stuff that when you see the name Kurtzman, naturally you're going to go, ooh, I don't know. And we've been saying a lot of the same kinds of things. But I think that one of the chief challenges of the...
Chief challenges, right? Major.
Of the new Trek, of this new regime, is that it has been wildly uneven and very rarely to me... Does it feel like it has that ineffable thing that makes Star Trek, Star Trek? Like, I don't know what art is, but I know what I like.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Like, I don't know how to describe what makes Star Trek, Star Trek. I can give you platitudes, optimism, socialism, exploration, curiosity, all of that. But I would argue that every one of the new shows had all of that in spades. Yet it still somehow failed to gel.
For me, it's a feeling. Didn't that feel like I watched an episode of Star Trek?
From the first scene of the new Academy series, I had that Star Trek feeling. I don't know why. I don't know how it came across. I have no idea where the magic lies.
I
know is that it gels. And for the first time in a long time, and this includes Strange New Worlds, I felt like I was watching Star Trek.
100%. And that's why when all these haters online hate the show before they've even seen it, it makes me sad because they might miss out.
Guilty.
I know. They might miss out on this Star Trek, which I enjoyed. Like, it's not meant for us. You know, we're in our extremely late 30s, right? This is a kid show. And it's supposed to be like a young adult drama adventure. But I was a young adult once and that part of my brain still exists. So I still enjoy those stories. And it does have that feel sometimes. Like sometimes you're watching like an episode of Vampire Diaries, maybe a couple times during the 6 episodes. But it's okay with me because I get the Star Trek feel. It's like, I know you probably dreaded the same as me Starfleet Academy since they threatened it back in the 80s, 90s?
Yeah, I think the 80s, early 90s.
But whatever the idea was to do it right, I think they did it right in this case.
I want to go back to that feeling that that Vampire Diaries feeling. I never saw the Vampire Diaries, but I know what you're saying. You know,
great.
That to me is just like I was afraid that this was going to be like a lot of Arrowverse nonsense, a lot of just histrionics for the sake of drama that doesn't really mean anything because you don't really care about the characters. For some reason, just about every single character in this show resonated with me on some level. And yes, it does skew young. And I thought that that was going to be a significant barrier to entry for me because I'm an old. And I think most Star Trek fans these days are skewing older. Mm-hmm. And when you see this, it's just like, oh, this is just a blatant grab for a new demographic and screw all of us legacy fans. But it really isn't. I was going in with that, with arms crossed, ready to be like, see, we were right. And yes, it does skew young, but I feel like everywhere it does skew young like that, it's to the show's benefit. It like actually helps things feel more real. It helps everything come together better. So I without getting into specifics, it was one of the most shocking things about watching it. It was just like, wait a minute, I actually like all of the kids' storylines. And I thought it was just going to be trite nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. And it's not. You know, are there beats? Are there certain tropes that they hit? Kind of, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not like a John Hughes movie in space.
No. I'd say episode 3 is the most teen skewing episode. The good part is it's episodic, the 6 so far anyway. There are continuing storylines with characters, like every show now, but it's mainly episodic. So like if you don't enjoy that one, which I did, and I think it's going to bring on a whole new industry, but we'll talk about it when we,
They're going to ban us soon. Quiet.
They're going to ban us. Okay. But if you get past 3, this is the understanding of everybody who's seen the 6 is the back 3 are the best. 4, 5, and 6. So.
What about 6, 7?
I don't think we're allowed to do that anymore. Anyway. I have a theory. You want to know my theory?
As long as it doesn't spoil anything.
It doesn't spoil anything.
Okay.
As we know, one of the producers and writers on the show is Tawny Newsom.
I did not know that.
She is a Trekkie. Die hard. Knows everything. She runs a Star Trek podcast. Her knowledge is deep. She loves every show. Her favorite is Deep Space Nine. She is one of us, except she's very beautiful.
Google Gobble.
The beautiful John Irons. And she's funny, and she's a great writer. She's just great at Star Trek. I have a feeling the the ineffable thing that we feel of Star Trek in this series so far is the Tawny Newsom in the room. She's in the writer's room. And she's very much not going to let anything slide. Like if you've seen any interviews with her, with Mike McMahon, like if something wasn't right about something that she got scripted and sent a script, she would call Mike McMahon and say, no, it's not this because of this episode. And you got to go back to this. And then he'd be like, oh my God, you're right. Okay. We'll do it this way. So she knows Star Trek. So I have a feeling, which Disco, I believe they were taking pride in not having any Trekkies in the room for the most part.
Maybe.
And Strange New Worlds, they got Akiba, which was an old school Trekkie from TOS days. So that has more of a feel of Star Trek. But I feel like he was still tied or something. I feel like the Tawny in the room is what's making this so good. That's my opinion. That's my thought. That's my hypothesis.
I had no idea that Tawny Newsom was a writer / producer on this. I didn't really read the credits all that closely because I was so giddy about the just immersing myself in the world, you know?
I'm so excited for the new. Can we say that?
No.
I know the name. I'm not going to say the name of the new.
Stop it.
I'm just.
Spoilers. Future,
right? Hey, there's Klingon in it too. Okay, episode 2. You saw that, right?
I did.
We can say they introduce a character, we can't say who it is or what they are. But I was thoroughly impressed, and I will fawn tomorrow with our guest.
Okay. All right.
Did you like that little bit of story?
That was the type of plot that was supposed to break me and drive me away from this show, and it worked like gangbusters. So
it worked for me.
I think it really worked. And again, it's like because they balance it. It's not just about like what we'll talk about, but I know I'm trying. I really don't know where the line is for spoilers here. So I'm really trying not to give anything away, and I don't want you to give anything away. Right. Stop it. You're a little too exuberant right now. Okay.
There's a beat in the episode that kind of, I don't understand the motivation behind it, but I'm sure you and our friends will explain it to me tomorrow. And that'll be dropping next week. But other than that little beat that I didn't quite get, loved it. And that was kind of what I was scared the show was going to be, but they did it right for me. Mm-hmm. And I just enjoyed it. And I got the feels from a certain Star Trek movie. And I got the feels from the beginning of a certain Star Trek series.
Can we talk about the score?
Yes, or, the music was beautiful.
Let's put a pin in that, though, but... One of the characters, so the second one, the beta test episode.
Yes.
They allude to it in the first episode. The Doctor has a certain hobby and love, which is also a hobby that I share and love.
Did you like that?
And it was like pouring geek fuel on top of geek fuel. It was insane. I'll tell you exactly where that's from when we get there.
Okay.
Again, this is so, I don't know if this is entertaining to anybody.
Might be. I watched a couple other people, and we have mutual friends and stuff. I know one person was very enamored with that part of the episode.
Good. I'd love to hear what they think. But yes, anybody that knows me from watching this show knows exactly what I'm talking about. And the Doctor really only has one hobby besides inhabiting Seven of Nine's cortical node occasionally.
Right, and while eating cheesecake.
While eating cheesecake and letting her hair down. Oh my God. Yeah, I think that can we talk about like just some broad strokes character wise?
Sure. Holly Hunter. If anything you say that I don't think we can talk about, I'll let you know.
Holly Hunter, Aku.
I love Holly Hunter in this show. What the hell? I was going into this fighting it. I hated it. I was wrong. Holly Hunter. My God. Great casting.
Bob Picardo owning it.
Brilliant, as always.
And the Jem Hadar, who we've seen in the previews, she's the first officer, number one. Is that the woman? I kind of fell off Doctor Who.
Was she
the doctor that was like the surprise doctor after they thought that there were only 13 or whatever? And then it turns out there's like 17 gazillion doctors now.
Possibly. I know about her is she's a stand-up comedian and from the UK. She's British, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me and Serenity did recognize her, but we didn't know from what.
So, you know, tell us, you know, something we should do before we get on mic, but it's more fun to ask the audience to let us know if we're right. Is this, you know, I miss Matt every day. Now I'm missing him now. He could tell us, but,
he never let me see his Star Trek screeners.
But
other than that, he was my bestie.
I think that, we really have everything that could go wrong didn't, because we have such a diverse cast of younger actors, but
and olders. There's olds too, which helps. Too. I think they did that for our people, our generation. Like they had some older people in there, but you know what? I like all the characters, so it's great.
Yeah, yeah, and of course we can't not talk about Paul Giamatti. I think that I had nightmares from all the trailers about the scenery chewing over the top aspects of this character. Mm-hmm. And then when he's on the bridge in that scene that they released and he's, you know, he's really hamming it up and talking about origami
Harry
chickens.
Mudnett.
Yeah. Very, very, very over the top, very flamboyant. I can't believe it worked. I was having visions, like nightmares of Picard season 3 with Amanda Plummer
Yeah.
Doing that awful over the top, whatever she was, changeling slash Borg slash, sorry, spoilers, but just so incredibly terrible throughout, just an ordeal to sit through her damn performances in that. And I was just like, I hope they don't go back to that. Well, they kind of did, but is it just Giamatti? Is it the Giamatti factor?
Well, I think when they got Paul Giamatti and they got Helen, what's her name?
Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter, thank you. you know, they got him for a reason, and hopefully they got paid, because they really do a great job carrying the show. Paul Giamatti is great in this first episode, but as the season continues, I think his performance gets much better.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So might be blown away. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. And I think that's what also helps give it that Star Trek feel. You had mentioned the score. Every time I'm watching this, I feel like I'm watching like something like one of the original cast films. It's so much like, is it James Horner?
Or sounded like it.
Yeah, like a lot of James Horner feel, a lot of Wrath of Khan feel mixed with Jerry Goldsmith, right? He did the motion picture.
Oh yeah.
So but everything about the score is reminiscent of classic Trek. And I'm not even talking about like Next Gen per se. I'm talking about the TOS film universe. So it gives it this cinematic air. And another thing that's amazing about this is just the cinematic scope. You mentioned that first episode is 75 minutes long. Mm-hmm. 75 minutes is a long time. It really is almost like a feature. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the episode lengths on the ones that we got, mm-hmm. and they're all like 60 minutes long.
Yep,
they're
62, all 63, yeah. 65.
Yeah. They're like solid hour shows. So mm-hmm. they're
and
not thinking
by,
about
drag.
Right? They're not thinking about how we're going to, you know, strip this for syndication or whatever, I guess.
Not a thing anymore.
You know? Because you got to think like, well, is it or isn't it? Because I guess it's not. I'd think of it this way. Some ways that I get Star Trek now is when my TV doesn't like go to like an app, it'll default to Pluto TV after about 2 minutes of being dormant. And of course I have the Star Trek channel on. So Star Trek is being played in some format on a quote more commercial platform.
Is it original in 90s where they were?
It's original. It's original in 90s, but they were playing disco. When disco
really?
Was out. Yeah. You would get like a block of like five discos. And I think Picard too. Picard season one shows up on there occasionally too.
I wonder if they would add a half hour to add more commercials.
That's what I'm thinking. But also, again, it's a streaming thing. So it doesn't make a difference. It's not like they got to hit like a regional time.
I like the Paramount Plus streaming Star Trek channel when I can't pick an episode.
Yeah, I think there is one of those, right?
Yeah, so it's great. So this is as far as your knowledge goes. So now I'm going to talk about the next few without giving too much away.
So
episode three, that's the one that's kind of like, it's scary at first because it's kind of like the young episode trope of things that happen in young adult television.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it works out great. And I think there's some awesome little cameos. Oh, and going back to the music isn't like in other newer Star Trek shows where it's like, oh, remember this song? Remember this one? We're putting this one here. Remember that one? It all seemed new, but evocative of that Trek you were talking about, but it all worked perfectly. Like whoever's doing the score. Wow. Okay. Next one, episode four. I went into this one a little frightened because it's not my favorite Star Trek subject. But I was wrong again. And I was like, it was one of the few things that I got right when we were guessing about the new series. But I can't say anything.
Okay.
But
enough.
Love it. Well, I'm not saying what I got right. I only got one thing right. Oh, I think I just spent a view accidentally.
I knew you could stop it. I'm not going to be able to see these by the time you get done. You're irresponsible.
It was the eighth episode. No, the fifth episode. Okay. I got to press the right button. There's arrows everywhere. Okay. The next one, I believe universally in my small community of everyone who've seen this from various channels, and publications. This is the episode of the season. This is also written by Tawny Newsome. This is what gives me the thought of the Tawny in the room for the rest of this series so far. But if you're watching it and you don't think the show's for you, I think a lot of people have said this by now, give it till episode 5. If you watched episode 5 and don't enjoy it, walk away. You did your duty for Star Trek. But I think if episode 5 doesn't get you, then it's not for you. But
you said duty.
I had to. When I first watched it, I was a little bit like, but I was wrong. And the last episode they gave us, episode 6, it's probably about vacation, right? Something? Maybe an 80s song?
Holiday, was that an 80s song?
That's when Chevy Chase gets on it and shares a beer with a very young Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. See, no. It's a flashback episode.
Flashback.
It's a Holly Hunter. It's because she's like 1,000 years old, right? She's like, she's one of the...
She's 400 and so or so.
Yeah.
She's half Lanthanite.
Right. So that's Carol Kane's character in Brave New World, Strange New Worlds. Brave New World is Aldous Huxley, sorry. So she might have gone to Wally World. You can't prove that she didn't. That's all I'm saying.
And she's an actor at one point, too.
I keep forgetting they're in the, like, 1 billionth century now, so it's tough.
That's another thing. That was another thing I was dreading, that they're in the 1,000th century, right? But I think they got it figured out.
You know why I think they got it figured out?
Why?
Again, this maybe we'll get more into it as we get into the show. I feel like it's not even a freaking factor.
No.
I mean, it does pick up on plot threads that we've seen developed in Disco, and it continues some of those themes, but I think in good ways. I want to give maybe a little bit of a caveat to everybody who's watching, thinking, who are these two gushing morons? There are bits and pieces of this that I will take down, and I'll take it down hard.
Sure.
I mean, there are a couple of stumbles.
I bumped a little bit here and there.
Yeah, I don't want that kind of stuff to deter from the all the good, which I feel outweighs some of the trepidations I have that maybe they'll go away in a few episodes. It's very difficult to find like a perfect hour of television on any show. And I feel like sometimes maybe we do New Trek a disservice because we're so hyper-focused on how we think Trek should be, what we think Trek should be, how we think it should make us feel, how we think it should make us think. And we give it a little bit too much of a rough go. Mm-hmm. So all of that was still in place here with me and still in coming out of the chamber like, oh, it was so good. So think of it like that. We're not coming at this as dedicated fanboys who have been, I don't know, like bought off by the network because they gave us screeners or whatever. I wish they'd buy us off. That would be great. Wouldn't it be great if they just sent us like a shoebox full of 20s to P.O. Box 542, Bay Port, New York, 1705?
The currency I would accept most, it would be either boobs or Star Trek screeners. But anyone who followed our Star Trek Con audio drama, which we got screeners for, knows that we don't change our opinion just because we get screeners. We're honest about what we like and dislike.
That's true. Yeah. Isn't it great that Marla shows up in the first episode?
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm kidding. Marla doesn't show up.
Yes. And The Rock comes back and reprises his character from Voyager.
Oh, no. I thought it was The Rock from The Savage Curtain.
But he Tuvixed himself with Abraham Lincoln. So it's The Rock with his stovepipe hat on.
I see. I got it. And it was somehow Skin of Evil was in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's covered. It's got oil all over The Rock. But yeah, I'm highly impressed, shocked, surprised, and excited. Like,
I know that Frakes
came on to direct at least one of these. Is one of the episodes we're going to see in the first six a Frakes episode?
No.
No Frakes yet, huh?
No Frakes yet.
Hmm.
But like I said, I think Kurtzman. We get like the standard directors that we've gotten from, I think, Strange New Worlds and such. I didn't cry. I wasn't disappointed. I enjoyed thoroughly. And it's like, I'll pre-order the season already. You know what I mean?
Can I say one thing? You'd let me know if this is a spoiler.
Sure.
The beloved Nutrek corkscrew camera is still in use.
Once. I only saw it once in the whole show so far. Because me and Rennie both looked at each other and went, oh, Chris is going to hate that. But they had to do it once. And it wasn't the director that normally does that. It was Kurtzman, I think. So
yeah. Well, spoilers. Spoilers about a shot. Sometimes there are cameras on a show that do things.
And they move in certain ways.
They use a dolly shot. Sometimes they do decoupage classique, which is over the shoulder.
The people they brought over from.
Sometimes they do the Batman lens.
Yeah. The people they brought over from Disco. I got my wish list. It's crazy, but whoever chose the people to come over felt the same about the characters that they enjoyed on Disco and the ones that they didn't, ones they didn't, because I got all the ones that I liked. That's not a spoiler. That was on the blue carpet.
No, they've announced. Yeah. Who's
so we got Tig,
on.
Tig Notaro, yep. Amazing in the show. I think she's even better in this than she was in Disco. Disco, they gave her, what, a 90-second scene, an episode that she was in, maybe. And but this one, I think she's really good in the main ensemble. And of course, Robert Picardo is Robert Picardo.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Who's the guy that plays the Admiral? Admiral Vance, is it?
Admiral Vance. I forget his name, but he was one of the main characters in Discovery after they hit the 1 millionth century.
He's better in this show than he was in Disco, I think. All the people that they did bring over from Disco, I think.
Oded Fur? Is that his name? Oded Fur?
Maybe.
Oded Fur. Sounds like that's probably right. Maybe. I don't know.
Yes. Admiral Daddy or something. Yeah. I don't know. That's what they're calling him. But the people they brought over was great. The costuming's great. The music's great. The sets are amazing. We didn't talk about, there's the first episode, which, they, She-Hulk is in. That's public knowledge, right?
Yes. Tatiana Massey.
Yeah. I knew I'd mess that up.
Yeah.
But, she's good in that.
She was also in Orphan Black, in which basically
the
show was basically her acting with herself the entire series.
She was Orphan Black and She-Hulk.
Yeah, she was Orphan Black. Okay. She was She-Hulk, and I saw her in, I want to say it was the show, was it Carnival? Anyway, it was an HBO show that she was also in. She was very good. She was like a radio preacher's assistant or something like that. So I want to say it's Carnival because Clancy Brown was in that as well.
So she was good in that. Casting director, yeah. I got to give major props to. I didn't see a stinker in the bunch.
I don't know if you can give spoilers and maybe you want to save this for it because we're getting close to time. We're getting close to our time, gentlemen.
Rebecca Quinn's in it? What? Becky Lynch?
I think you're Becky Lynch. She is in it prominently. She's not
she
just
is.
Like an eye captain. Do you want fries with that character?
Yeah. She was in the on the red carpet and
was she carrying?
Her.
Was she carrying her like
she
her
was carrying
WWE
her
World Champion belt or
yes.
something?
She was carrying her intercontinental belt, but in honor of Star Trek, she renamed it the Intergalactic Championship belt.
Is she allowed to do that?
She can do anything she
they're
wants.
They're gonna put an asterisk. They're gonna put an asterisk next to her
She's
name in the
man.
Records.
Yeah, she was wearing this amazing dress. The fashions were crazy on the blue carpet. She had this. Like gold metal chest plate.
Okay.
That was like formed to her. Like they probably had to do like the alginate to make the dress. I don't even know.
Like She-Ra?
Maybe, yeah. Worth watching. And then it had some more gold stuff around there, but she was looking amazing. I was like, where's Colby? Her husband, I guess home with the kid.
Oh, and I got to say for the ladies, the kid who plays Caleb Or is it Cole? Oh, yeah. Caleb, right? Yeah, Caleb.
They're going to dig. They're, everybody crap. That enjoys the male form are going to dig that person.
There's a lot here for the female gaze.
Yes. And the gays. There's not an ugly one in the bunch. Everyone is super beautiful. I think that's the trope that they didn't get away from with the young adult drama stuff.
Yeah, well, you got to have pretty people.
You got to have pretty people. But they're all
people. Pretty people with problems. That's the young adult format.
But wow, job well done. Please give it a go. Give it a watch. Watch until episode 5. If you don't like it, come at me. Come at me, bro. We'll be here
until then, you can add us all you want. You say don't at me, bro, but add us. Let us know if you're excited for it. If we're speak changing below. Your opinion, if we're ramping up your enthusiasm. I have some friends that have asked me, privately, so there are no spoilers. Really, tell me what you thought. Should I be excited for this? I don't want to get my hopes up because it just leads to disappointment. And I tell them genuinely, no. If you're going to get your hopes up about anything, it might as well be this, because I think you're really going to be, you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
So I keep on saying pleasantly surprised, and I hate to say that because it's Star Trek. I don't want to be surprised.
You know, I was expecting crap. I don't want to be shocked.
I don't want to be shocked that Star Trek is good. I don't.
I think some of it has to do also, at least for me, is I'm even more scared of the next version of Trek being who's taking over Paramount and such. So I'm dreading that and maybe holding on to this last little nugget of diversity and inclusion and, the cast reflecting what the world looks like, actually.
Come on, no politics. This is Star Trek.
Well, it's not politics. It's just, that's who's taking over, people that don't like that kind of stuff. So I'm dreading that and holding on to this, and I'm hoping that everyone enjoys it and the people who love it are loud and somehow we get more than 2 seasons.
That would be nice. And I want everybody out there to tell us what they think about this episode. You can contact us in many ways. Can you do it for me? I've screwed it up.
There are many ways.
You can tell us what you think right here on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com.
That's the best way.
At Trexploration in these comments. Comment below and share this video.
Let us know what you think.
We want everybody to know what we think so that we can hear what they think. So share this with all of your Trek friends and fans.
I'm excited.
You can also support the show. The next
5 weeks of the podcast.
Support the show, patreon.com/trexploration. If you think that we have that little something extra, you can give us a little something extra. There are many tiers over there where you can support Trexploration. That's
and some are new. Some are new. /trexploration. You probably don't even know that.
I haven't even looked. I don't manage that site at all. I am an absentee
host. Go over to Patreon and check out our new levels.
Wow, we got new levels. I can't wait to go see.
It's all about levels, Jerry.
All about levels. All right. You can also get us on Blue Sky. That's at trexploration.bluesky.social. Email us. trexplorationpod@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. We got, this is maybe a tease for another episode we're going to do, but Linda did review the wines, and she sent us a little video for the Advent calendar.
We need to watch that.
So go back and watch the Advent calendar video that she sent us before, and then we'll watch the wine video after that. You can also send us anything you'd like. Oh, I'm sorry. So that email, trexplorationpod@gmail.com. Also email your photos. I'll be put them in the credits.
Yep.
You can send us whatever you'd like to the P.O. Box. That's P.O. Box 542, Bayport, New York, 11705. P.O. Box 542, Bayport, New York, 11705. And there are also various ways that you can support us using electronic means. Albie's going to put up QR codes now for PayPal, Zelle,
QR codes,
Zelle, and Cash App.
I think you can buy us a coffee. You can buy us a pizza.
Buy us a pizza.
Check us out on MySpace. Yeah, just send the Domino's pizza cards, gift cards to the post office box. Chris will forward them because he's got real pizza. He's up in Montauk.
Yeah, I got pizza up in Montauk, bitch. We want to thank all of our patrons who are currently supporting the show. That includes the aforementioned lifetime member, the omnipotent Willard. Thank you, Willard. And the rest of our crew of intrepid Trek explorers. Those include our cadets, Liz and Linda, and Rick Tatro, our lieutenant commanders, Scott Seligman, Cosplay Dad, and Christian Daljo, and of course, our esteemed Captain Charles from Texas.
Captain Charles, Captain on the Bridge.
Yeah, Christian is also, he's setting the scene here. He's making the scene and blazing the trails. He has gotten some of our swag from our merch store, and I believe he's enjoying the t-shirt. He got a Trek Exploration t-shirt with, I think, our mugs on it. So
yep. You can get
our mugs on your mug, your coffee mug, that is. I think I have one here. You can get one that looks like this. Look, see, you can get one like that.
Trek Exploration.
I would put it on a white background, though, because it kind of, the black kind of made it disappear. I don't know. But
I like it.
You can get that. And that's here on the YouTube channel. You can see
right
that
below,
right down below.
If you're getting more merch, let us know what you want. We'll make some up.
Yeah. We'll do whatever you want. So
whatever you want.
We want to thank all of those Trek explorers and all of you who are watching right now. Thank you for subscribing, liking, sharing, and go and check out those new tiers. Now I'm so curious to know what's on.
New years, new tiers.
See, I know. Wow. What do you think? You win the podcast.
Should I keep this or should I clean up before tomorrow?
No, I think you should keep it. Well, it's really up to you, man.
I don't know.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
I don't know how far I go with it. I keep asking Rennie every couple of days. I'm like, do I keep going or do I stop? She's like, whatever.
You know, I usually stop when it's like, I get it like right here. And it's all I can feel and it drives me up a wall. And then I got to shave. So you got to get to that part.
I'm sure I'll get comments and reactions from my crew, my fam. On this one, so we'll see.
Yeah, everybody down below, you decide whether Albie should shave or he shouldn't. So
does Albie need a beard? It is 2026. Probably doesn't need the beard anymore. So what are we doing next time? What are we doing next time?
We are going to be reviewing episodes 1 and 2 of Starfleet Academy, and we might drop something in between. I have a little bit of an unboxing that I want to do.
We got a little bit of Linda video.
So we might do like a hodgepodge episode of a couple of different things that been floating around since the holidays have ended.
So look, Thursday, I think the episode airs Thursday nights, right?
Yeah, Thursday nights on Paramount Plus.
So look for us Friday mornings around 10 to noon, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Wherever the embargo says we can drop them.
That's when we'll drop them, baby.
We're going to try to stay ahead of them, ahead of the game. So
we encourage everybody, if you don't have Paramount Plus, to get it because this show is worth it. And if you're a Star Trek fan that's been waiting for the next great thing, I think we might be onto something here. I just can't wait to see if anybody shares our enthusiasm for this once they see it. The buzz has been real good. And
of those who've seen it, the buzz is good.
I'm saying believe
people
the hype.
People that are assuming, they think it's crap.
Believe the hype. Believe the hype of those who have seen it.
Yes.
And now I can't wait. Now we finally recorded our first initial spoiler-free reaction. I'm going to go watch Jesse's video about it. I'm going to go watch Trek Culture's video about it. I've been waiting to watch their responses. So
pretty much a lot of nothing like we did.
There we go. But it's always a lot of fun. We're really good. We got an hour out of doing nothing.
An hour out of
as always, Albie.
Anything.
As always, all you got to do is put a couple of mics in front of us, and we can talk about nothing forever.
Yep. So and join us each week.
You started it with an F bomb.
I did. But that's how much I'm excited. Okay.
You started it with an F bomb. Maybe we should end it with an F bomb. What do you say?
You or me?
Oh no, you. I mean, you set the stage.
Okay.
You made your bed. Now it's time to lie in it.
Watch the first 5 episodes. You'll thank me. It's that good.
And if you don't like it, go f*** yourself. Maybe cut that out. I don't know.
Maybe cut that out. I don't know. Now I'm just dropping this whole thing. I just won't monetize it. There we go. Albie's got a potty mouth. No. Albie don't have no potty mouth. Okay, so thank you for joining us, and man, Just make sure to like, subscribe, and make sure you're here. Turn all the notifications on so you get our reviews and reactions and our discussions. We're going to have some more great guests, some returning guests from when we did Strange New Worlds, which is very exciting. We're very grateful for those people joining us again. And can't wait to talk to them and you about all of this. And I think Star Trek's back, baby. It's back, baby! Until next time, I'm Albie.
And I'm Chris.
We'll see you next time.
Starfleet Academy.